This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The massive Tesla recall yesterday?
Didn't see it.
1.1 million cars.
For what?
The window, the automatic window reversal wasn't working.
Automatic window, like rolling them back up?
No, rolling them back down.
Oh, so what's the, what do you mean reversal?
So if you, you don't have a crank window, right?
No, I've been in a car with a crank.
Yeah. Right, no, well, don't go there.
Oh.
Go to the one with the electric windows.
Yes.
Right, and so you know how like a lot of the electric windows are, and I feel like 99% of people listening, if they have a car, have electric windows. Mm-hmm. So some of them are, you have to hold the thing for the window to go up or down.
Yeah.
And then some, you just hit the button once and it goes down.
Right.
Or you pull it and then it goes up.
Yeah.
Mine you have to hold. Oh, however,
I'm waiting for a text from Justin down with the Braves.
He's the one guy. He's got the crank.
He does not have power windows. We know that from our transport.
So anyway, the Tesla story? Oh, the other one? Okay. Just tell them to hold tight 1 second. So if you have one where you just push the button once and it goes down and then you pull it, it comes right back up, right? You don't have to hold it. It just does it automatically. Those are designed so that if your hand is in the window, when the window goes up, it hits your hand and goes back down.
It is?
You didn't know this?
No.
It's the
is that a federal mandate that every car has to have that?
Yeah, what is it? What
it can sense an object in there?
Well, you don't want people getting stuck in windows.
I understand that, but I didn't realize that there was any sort of sensor there.
Well, it has to.
I didn't know it had to. I know you're saying it has to. It doesn't have to unless there is a law.
Yeah, no, I think it's the National Highway Transportation Safety Department Board, whatever that group is.
Yeah.
Where I believe it's a law that your windows, if you have automatic windows, they have to have a reversal.
How many people
right now are trying it
and hurting themselves?
Hopefully nobody is. Hopefully nobody's hurting themselves. I've never tried it.
So all I need to do to test it is to
roll down your window,
roll it down,
right,
roll it back up, put my hand in it.
Yeah, like at the top. So when the window goes up, instead of pinching off your head, I mean, you could try your neck, but now that's how it's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
I've never tried it. Most people probably don't know that that's a feature. It's not. I can't call it a feature.
Yeah, it's a safety feature.
No. It's a law.
Yeah, I'm today years old.
That you found out?
No clue.
Because who's going to try it?
Line two.
Line one. Joke's on you. Hi, Ellie, in the morning. Hello?
me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Dave, Palatine, Virginia.
Yes, what can I do for you, sir?
That is a federal, you're right, it's the Highway Traffic and Safety Board, NHTSA, they're one of them. It is a law. All windows have to do that if they are electronically controlled. Crank up windows doesn't apply.
Right. So if it is it just the one touch or is it any electric?
Any electric.
Is it really? No kidding.
Any electric. Yeah.
Do you have electric windows?
And that's federally mandated because it came from children getting their hands caught. There's been some, you know, necks being caught, sticking head out of them, animals, things like that. All brands. If it's sold in the United States,
America
has to have that.
I thought kids' hands, obviously, although I don't know how bad it's really going to be if a window goes up on your hand.
That can hurt.
A lot of things hurt.
It doesn't feel good.
Right. No, I'll give you that. No, but you know what? Honestly, where I thought that it stemmed from, wasn't there always a lot of people that would get their hair caught in it, like the wind would be blowing, their hair would be blowing, they'd roll the window up, ooh, and their hair would get stuck in there.
Good point.
That can sense hair?
Yeah.
I don't know if it
good
can,
point. Yeah.
But I know that was a problem for a long time, was people getting their head stuck in there
right,
because their hair would get caught. Yeah. I don't know if it senses hair. Somebody want to try it?
What year did this go into effect?
That I don't. That I don't know.
Have one touch windows. Maybe that's
no,
my problem.
But he said it's not one touch. It's any electronic window, any electric window.
But the year issue could also be a factor in here. Is it something in the last 15 years? Then no. But if it's in the last 10, I'm in trouble with one of our cars.
Yeah, I don't know when it went in. That I have no idea. Maybe this line does. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot. I'm driving down the road and just trying it. It definitely came back down.
Did it really?
Yes, sir. Hey, tried it twice just to make sure.
Where did you put your hand?
I put it on like where the top of the window is and right down by the mirror, and it went down both sides.
Did you know this was a safety feature?
Nope. Had no idea until Elliot said it.
See?
You're welcome. You know what? A lot of people don't give me enough credit for that. Hey, do you think, let's try your neck. Let's try your neck and see if it helps.
I'm doing 78 on 95. I think I'll pass.
Let's pass on that.
I'm only doing the fingers.
All right. Very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Oh, you're getting a mixed response online.
For what?
People trying it.
Yeah, but it should work. If not, you got a problem with your car.
The red hen definitely does not work.
Wait, so did she smash her fingers up in the window?
Sounds like it. Liz wrote, OMG, I just tried the window thing. It works. So
thank you.
For her, it was a success story.
Thank you.
Altoido just tested it. Didn't stop for anything.
Okay, so
I don't feel so dumb now not being aware of this automatic reversal.
Well, can I ask you this? Did your car come with a manual?
Oh, you're supposed to read it front to back.
Cover to cover.
Yeah, okay.
Cover to cover.
Never done one.
I've done it for any car I've ever owned. Cover to cover.
Is there a fun abbreviation for this that I can look up in the index?
No, just under windows or electric windows, just look up reversal.
Look up the word reversal?
Yeah, and that should tell you. I wonder if...
I think it may tell me more about reversing the car at that point.
Well, that's
or
if you go
window
to
window reversal.
That's why I said under windows. Go to the index, windows, reversal. Why would that tell you how to back the car up?
I'm torn now because I don't want to leave today because I'm afraid of the crazy person. But I do want to leave because I want to try this.
And by the way, so I'm educating people there. Lisa Berrigan, she was like, thank God I listen to your show every morning. Now I know that there's a crazy person trying to break into the building.
Ian just tested. Totally works. Today, years old.
But why doesn't it work for Altoido?
Or pool services whose finger is now stuck in the window.
Why? So what is the... And again, it's not what the make of the... The make of the car shouldn't matter.
No, not if
whether
it's
you're driving
federal law. Right?
Yeah, no. That's what I was going to say. Whether you're driving a foreign job or an American car shouldn't matter.
But electric windows did exist before possibly this rule.
Yeah, no. So that's it's got to be a year, question. Might be the issue. It's got to be a year question, not a make. Because like the guy said, if it's sold in America, it's got to work. Line one. Hi, Yoli in the morning. Hello. Oh, you got to turn. Yeah, turn. Turn your radio down for 1 second.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear. Yes, baby.
Okay. My husband had his fingers, I don't know, in the window, and I actually shut the window on his fingers twice.
Just in the last 5 minutes testing it?
It did not.
It didn't work for you?
It did not, you know. Huh?
It did not work for you. Hey, you know what? Maybe it's only
not work.
Maybe it's only on that side of the card. Let's try it on yours. You roll the window down and see and let your husband try to get your fingers.
No, we'll pass on that.
All right. You're smarter than I thought. All right. Very good. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, Tyler.
Death cab for Coochie writes, can assure you my 2017 Tacoma did not stop. Chris N., my 2015 Kia Sorento did not stop.
Oh, but that one did.
That's a 2014 Buick Encore from Kelly, and it does stop.
So, all right. So that 2014 is the earliest we've gone back.
This is a dangerous game. How about you pull over before you try it, too? That would assure me that you're being a little safe.
Okay. Oh, so anytime you're going to get your fingers stuck in the window, you're going to be pulled over? No, do it where it's going to happen. Your button, you got your fingers out the window, somebody hits it, and there you go.
Definitely doesn't work on a 2010 Subaru Ascent. Death cab for, we'll just say DCFC, tweets a photo of the bottle that was used for the test.
Oh, you know what,
and
though?
It crushed
no,
the bottle.
No.
What are you saying,
no.
That's cheating?
Because it may sense that it's not a sensitive object. Try your fingers.
From Brian, driving a Chevy Cruze, if you see a Jersey Mike's bag hanging out a window, that's me. Drive it on the Beltway.
Hi, Yoli in the morning.
Hi, this is Kim from Kansas City.
Hey, hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm at work. Sorry, it's kind of loud in here.
That's okay.
I have a boxer, and she was in the back seat of my car and always loved having her head hanging out the window. And, you know, a lot of cars, the back window only goes like maybe halfway down
right.
As far as it can get it to go.
Sure.
And I was driving down the road one day, and nice day, she's got her jowls flapping in the wind, and all of a sudden I hear her, and I look back, and she had her paw on the controller.
Oh, no.
On the electric controller. So it was trying to do its job, but her dumb self kept rolling it back up.
Right.
To where it couldn't, you know.
Yeah, so even though it was trying to go back down.
Pull my dog. Right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
She almost ended herself.
But your dog's okay, though, right?
Oh, she's fine. She's almost 14 years old now. This was about 8 years ago.
Oh, good. Good for you. All right,
it was comical, but yet scary as hell.
I'm sure it was. Hey, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Yes, Tyler.
Mike S. confirming it does not work on Tacomas.
But it has to work on Tacomas.
You know what? A third person maybe will
no,
give
no,
it a
no.
shot.
But why would that be the case? What, did he buy it in America?
I'm assuming so.
Well, it's a Toyota. Did he have it? Like, did he buy it there and then ship it himself? If it was sold in America, it's supposed to follow American rules.
Everyone's trying it.
All right, I need another Tacoma. Hi, Yoli in the morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Michelle.
Yes, what can I do for you?
I just tried it with my 2006 Toyota RAV4, and it does not work.
Okay, well, 2006, I don't.
Well, but Molly has a 2006 Acura, and it worked for her.
Oh, it worked on the Acura for two. See, you should have gone up a level. Should have gone up a level. Yeah. I like a RAV4, though.
Yeah, I do, too. I like the RAV4s. I thought it would maybe work because it was a Toyota, but no luck.
Yeah. What did you use your fingers?
Yes, I used my finger.
All right, good. No, because I want to make sure you didn't use something else that maybe would throw it off.
No, No.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Yes, Tyler.
From RDZ. Directions too confusing. Penis stuck in door.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.